Hey guys, just a small little trigger warning. In this podcast, we talk about the movie Megan is Missing. So if you're triggered by kidnapping, torture, gore, or any of that, I would definitely recommend clicking away now. Hey guys, welcome to the podcast. In my podcast, I'm going to interview my friends and talk about topics you guys want to hear. Tonight, I have with me Elin and Ella.
Hey!
There's Ella.
Hey, hi. Elin. Okay, so tonight, the three of us watched Megan is Missing. It's a movie on Amazon Prime that has recently gone viral on TikTok. If you haven't heard about it, the movie is about two girls that are kidnapped. And it was pretty rough. What did you guys think?
It was just really disturbing.
Yeah.
I didn't even really watch the, disturbing part because, I knew it was coming. So I instantly just went on I went on Instagram and watched Sushi getting cut up. And then I heard them, screaming, and yeah. I was like, made a good decision.
I honestly think the only part that really freaked me out was when they showed Megan in the barrel.
Yeah. How bad was it?
It was bad. It was really bad. I mean, they showed her for a split second, and that was the only part of the movie that really scared me. And I wouldn't say it scared me, it was more just, disturbing.
Yeah, I think what really gets that really makes me think is, that the fact that it actually happens.
Yeah.
And, people,
it definitely made me more self-aware.
Yeah.
Not self-aware, but I guess aware of my, surroundings. Can you grab the goldfish? They're right by you. Sorry, this is, totally casual, so we're just gonna be, talking together, and we're all eating right now, so I hope you guys don't mind.
How easily, the guy snuck up on...
Oh, yeah, Amy. I mean, she didn't even know. It was
just so distracted talking and, with her teddy bear.
Yeah, she was just chilling.
And, under the bridge.
But, yeah, the movie was good. It was I got kind of impatient watching it because it was very raw. Yeah. It felt like it was not edited, I guess. Some of the clips, they made it seem like it was a documentary, but none of the clips were real. But it made it seem like it was very real. And so it was clips that were from the footage. So they didn't cut any of it. So it was really long and kind of made me very impatient. But
there was the party scene.
Yeah, the party scene, the very beginning, it made me kind of anxious. And it was so long.
Yeah.
It just felt very odd. But I thought the movie was good. I definitely wouldn't watch it if you have a weak stomach.
Wouldn't recommend.
Yeah, because some of the pictures are pretty disturbing. So if you have a weak stomach or you pass out or any of that, I definitely wouldn't watch it. Or if you have, nightmares and stuff like that, don't watch it.
Whoop.
Yeah, I know. So we're all sleeping together in the same bed tonight, so hopefully nobody wakes up screaming. But I guess we'll see.
That would probably be you.
Honestly, yeah. But, yeah. So, I mean, I would watch if you have a strong stomach and you want to know about it, but...
Just, I think it's not...
Don't watch it alone. That's...
Yeah.
People really classify it more as a horror movie, and it's not. It's really just, educational,
yeah, educational.
Disturbing, creepy.
It wasn't scary at all. There were no jump scares, nothing like that. It was just very disturbing.
I mean, seeing Megan's body.
It kind of was you were in it, but you weren't.
It felt like you were watching firsthand.
Yeah.
That's the best way to describe it.
You wanted to skip forward.
Yeah, you wanted to skip forward.
But you really couldn't.
You can't, yeah.
You needed to, it's not like it's a bad educational, because, we should be aware that this actually happened.
Yeah.
This happens every day. But it was just kind of was this really mean?
I know.
To be remade?
I know. And we were so horrible. We were laughing during the movie, which is horrible and makes me feel like a horrible human being. But I couldn't help myself. That's the only way I keep myself from getting scared. So.
Yeah. Yeah, talking about it.
Oh, yeah.
We were hoping that Ella was going to laugh at the dead body.
Yeah.
I think it was successful.
I hold it in.
She held it in.
But if you watch this movie and come and say, Tori, I watched Megan is Missing and it wasn't that bad, I laughed during the whole thing, I will genuinely be terrified of you and I will think that you are a sociopath.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
It was disturbing, but I probably won't sleep good tonight.
Yeah,
I'll say that.
I'm kind of down with staying up all night.
Yeah, me too.
Because, they kind of scared me in the bathroom because I was just, doing some lady things, and I heard them going out, and I had a feeling they were gonna do a jump scare. But I was I wonder if they're gonna jump scare me. But I was honestly, I kind of forgot about it. I was washing my hands, and I come out, and Tori was just look who's behind you, and I look, and it's Ella, and I just go, whoa.
Ella yeah. didn't even jump out at you.
I was just dying a lot.
I honestly just went, whoop.
But yeah, okay, so talking more about the podcast, and this is off topic, and I'm totally changing the topic right now, but we did an Instagram Live after we watched the movie, and we were having a fun time or whatever. And I was like, oh, yeah, Garrett, my boyfriend, is streaming right now. And we got onto the topic of a podcast. And we had about, like, 15 people on the Instagram Live. And I was like, oh, my gosh, I should do a podcast. That would be so much fun. So now we're doing the podcast. And I definitely didn't think that I would actually do it. But here we are, same night, less than an hour later, filming a podcast. So that's cool. But I think I'm just kind of going to make this podcast casual. It's probably not going to go anywhere. It'll just be, like, a fun little hobby. And yeah, and I'll have some friends on it. It'll be fun, but I can do Instagram polls and whatever and see what you guys want to hear about, if anyone's even going to listen. So yeah, it'll be fun. No, it's not over. No, but so let's talk about y'all's relationships. So the fans want to know, Ella, I'm just going to put this out there. Can I say his name? So I'm here with Ella Adams. And Ella Adams has kind of had a on-and-off relationship with Jake Mylock. So, we're not going to get into personal details, but the fans want to know, what's going on now? You guys are a thing again. You're dating again. What do you think is going to happen? Do you think it's going to last?
I feel like it. Like, we're actually, like, close, and it's not as bad as it was when we first time. Well, the first time we dated, we barely knew each other. Like, knew each other. The second time, it was just like, do we still want, like, you know? And then now it's like, I'm a freak. Like, he's like my best friend. Like, I don't care.
Well, that's good. So, you guys are really close.
Yeah, he knows too much about me.
Though. Yeah. So, also, since we're here with Elin Nichols, the fans want to know, Jake Whittington. So, Jake Whittington also goes Benald with Jake Mylock. And the fans want to know, how are you guys doing? You guys have been dating for how long?
Should I know this?
Yes, you should.
Hold up.
Anyways, 5 weeks.
I think it was either 5 or 6 on
that. All right, so around nearly 2 months?
Almost. Damn.
Kind of 2 months?
Jeez, I think it's
been Oh, no, my phone shut off. No, it didn't. JK.
I think it's been, like, almost 2 months. Like, almost, yeah, because it...
Okay, cool, math. Yeah. So, how's that going? Y'all doing good?
Oh, she burped. Answer the question, Elin.
Yes?
Don't mind.
Yeah, I think it's going good.
Well, that's good.
How are you and Gary and Tickner?
We're good. We're doing great.
So, did you clean your sheets today?
I did. They're really gross and sweaty, and everyone makes fun of me because I don't clean my sheets enough, but I don't really care. Haters gonna hate, I guess.
Yeah. So, what's up with the purple towel?
The purple towel?
Well, I should explain myself, because some people who... No, not like that. But, like, from the live... I wiped my hands on a towel, and apparently it was bad, and I'm asking Toy what was wrong.
Well, that towel has been there for, like, 2 months. I haven't washed that towel in, like, a year. I literally used that towel after I bathed, and it was hanging on the back of my door, and this dumb butt wiped your hands on it, and I was like, what towel did you use? And she was like, the purple one. And I was like, you literally just wiped your hands all over sweat, butt juice, and bath... reminisce. It was so gross, but you know, it's whatever. Unladylike, but I don't care.
So opinions on
that's what the podcast is, the Unladylike podcast.
That's it.
We did it. Okay, right, guys, Unladylike podcast. I'll remember that. Well, this is awkward. Should we just end the podcast here?
No.
Well, because that's almost at 10 minutes and I feel bad.
Yeah, it should be like at least like 12.
Yeah.
No, because people will get bored.
No, make them suffer.
Okay, sorry, guys. You just I'm too lazy to cut this, so you guys just have to listen.
I would, like, honestly listen to something like this, like, during my basketball workout.
Really? That's cool. Okay.
I feel like talk shows are really interesting. Like, yeah. Like, you know background knowledge of people.
So, I want to know, y'all's opinions on Forbes versus Benald are very strong. And the three of us all go to Forbes. But why do you guys hate Forbes so much and just like Benald better? Okay. I want to hear from Ella first.
Okay, so it's not like I dislike both schools, not going to lie. Like, yeah. I dislike both of them. But, like, Forbes has, like, the most drama out of all.
I think so.
Like, there's nothing about banal that, like, everyone knows. But mm-hmm. something that happens to Forbes, everyone in Georgetown knows. And it's just annoying. Mm-hmm. And so, like, and people just cannot keep their mouth shut at Forbes. So there's, every person I know that I was friends with was a snitch.
Oh!
Like, they just
snitched on me, bro.
Elin, what about you?
I have to say that I think Forbes is the more stupid side.
Yeah.
I
agree.
Comes from a dyslexic person. Me and Ella are both dyslexic, so I'd expose you, Ella. But honestly, I just think that Benold's better because they just, no offense to Benold, I feel like it's easier to make a sports team.
Yeah.
So you'll get more playing time. Yeah. And I feel like Forbes is more competition, and that's what the coaches are looking for. So if you don't bring that, then talk louder.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know
that's up Benold, though.
Yeah,
because
like,
Addy for volleyball.
We should. Like, that's like one thing I just like. Bro.
We'll censor the name.
Oh well.
So yeah. Anyways, but that I just like Forbes just has unnecessary drama and like I'm not gonna say like too much because I don't want to bring people and start more drama. But
you know what? Start
me
with
being
drama.
In like a friend group and a small minor thing starting and then it escalating really bad. Just, like, it created me to just, like, drop out. And I, not really drop out, but I just went to online. And then that's how I met some Benol friends. And then that's how I got connecting with my boyfriend now. And it just, like, I don't know. The atmosphere just means, like, it just seems, like, a lot, like, healthier. Like, they just don't really care anymore about the drama. Like, they're just kind of, like, it's unneeded. There's no reason for it. And I feel like they just have a better, like, time with, like, talking it out.
Yeah.
Versus Forbes, they kind of, like, hold it in until, like, it's not even a big deal. And then they'll, like, expose it later on and be like, this hurt me so much. And then mm-hmm. it's kind of, like, why didn't you talk to me about it?
I feel like a good example of why, like, I do personally, I don't even have friends of an old, like,
it's just
whatsoever.
The atmosphere's better.
I just think that, honestly, going to that Halloween party and everything that happened there, it was just too much. And that was all Forbes kids. And I was just like, I don't understand, like, why so much of this is happening. And it was just annoying. And I feel like a lot of the people at Forbes, like, not naming names, I'm not thinking of specific people whatsoever. I just think that the atmosphere at Forbes is just not necessarily good.
I feel like when everyone gets combined in high school, and then there's going to be Zion kids because that's where they're coming. It's just going to be, I feel like it's just going to come into perspective, like, it just, like, no one really gives a crap anymore. It's, like, mm-hmm. just kind of move on.
Yeah.
I don't feel like that.
I feel like I'll talk to people from both schools and...
Like, yeah, there's, like, there's people that, like...
Come bang up on y'all.
There's two there's two sides of every school that, like, there's going to be the nice side, but the bad... And the bad side, I just feel like Forbes has more of a bad side.
Yeah, I agree with that. All right, guys. That's probably all for the podcast tonight. We're at 12:45 right now, so... We'll probably end it here. So thanks for listening, guys. And I'm going to put an Instagram poll up on my story probably in a day or two about what y'all want to hear in the next podcast and how often I should do the podcast, who y'all want next, all that sort of stuff. So I hope y'all enjoyed. And, yeah, I'll see y'all next time.